Thursday, February the 27th, 2019. Welcome to this episode of If You Haven't, We Have Answers. You can submit a question per email to win. So the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com, and Vin will pick out the questions that he will ask our sources from the Ra Group and Elohim Group, whom are speaking through Terry Brown, and Vin and Terry are located in Sedona, Arizona. Myself, my name is Gijs Minderhout, located in the town of Los Molinos, California. I welcome you all, and we had a few callers join in, as this is, as usual, a simulcast to the conference call. I welcome those people, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan.
Hello, Brian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else? So, let's see. We are only a minute away from the hour, and we wait for Vin and Terry to present themselves. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you, Hi.
Thank you for being here. All right. And after this call, the 1 hour call from 6 to 7 California time, we will do our whole planet healing call right after this show. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Prudy.
Good evening to you, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Right. And to participate with the whole planet healing call, which is only per conference call, so not on PBS, you can find the phone number at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Or if you have pen and paper, then I can give you the phone number right now. And the phone number is 712-770-4340. With the access code of 250-513-pound. The whole number again, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. Welcome to those that just joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Good evening, hi.
Welcome to the call, Debbie.
Hello, dear.
Thank you for being
Jeannie
here.
And for this,
hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Debbie Dawson. Jeannie, hi.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
How's the weather for everybody?
Rain, rain, rain.
Are you Northern California?
Yes.
Oh, have you heard of, I think it's California, it's underwater.
California what?
I think it's called California City, and it's underwater. It's on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, there's some flooding, definitely, in various places.
Wow.
Yeah, and Chico also. Oh. We had another caller join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, everybody. This is Cecil of C6C Serpent in Soggy, Seattle.
All right, Cecil, welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and another
Cecil.
Person join in. Welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good
hi, Don.
Evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. To answer the caller's question, it's cold, cold, cold where I am.
My daughter sent me a picture of her front yard, and there's about 4 feet of snow in it.
Oof. Did you have another person join in on the call?
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Janine. Welcome. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
And another person is joining. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello,
Hi, Terry.
Terry. Welcome.
Yay.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi. Hi.
Welcome to the call.
Hey, thank you.
We appreciate
and welcome. Yeah, very much. We also welcome every person listening in online through BBS. Thank you for joining in.
Wynn should be here in a minute.
All right, good, thanks.
We've been listening for those helicopter blades.
Right, yeah. He's in L.A.
Ooh, wow. All right.
So I may not hear them next day.
May not what?
May not hear the helicopter blades today, then.
Not William.
Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please share name and location.
Hi, hi. It's me, Vicky.
Hello, me.
Yeah, hi, me.
Guten Abend. Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Shane.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, yes, good.
Oh, ganz, ganz gut.
Terry, did you go to Los Angeles with him?
No, I didn't. I stayed in
Sedona.
Okay. So,
parallel. Yeah. Series.
Okay.
Series. Then this is a combination series and parallel. So do this one. Hello. Boom, 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 boom. Series. So the one, the two parallel circuits, one is a combination of series and parallel, and the other one, the bottom, is series only. The helicopter is up there. Cecil, we are safe.
Thank you. I was worried about that.
Well, the helicopters in Los Angeles fly over frequently, don't they?
Yeah.
There's only one Wynn helicopter.
Hey.
Oh.
It's colored dark, black.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome to the call, Bonnie.
Hi, thank
Bonnie.
You.
Thank you for being here. And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening, Heis. Hi, everybody.
All right. And the next person that joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Wanda from Canada.
Hello, Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
From Canada. Welcome.
Thank you.
What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in the RM of Happyland, Saskatchewan. And the area is called Love Valley.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in Love Valley of Happyland, Saskatchewan. People think it's funny and they think I'm making it up, but it's actually true.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
You just answered my first question, man.
Two more people joined in. Welcome to this, folks. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi, doctor.
Hey.
How's the weather there?
It's not bad here. It's in the 60s, so it's not bad at all.
Well, that's good.
And the sun's been out.
You got us beat by 20 degrees.
Yeah.
We had two more people coming in. Welcome. If you want to, please share name and location.
It's Wynn in Los Angeles.
Hello, Wynn in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Welcome,
Wynn. Good evening, Wynn.
Hey.
Glad you can make it.
Very strange being here.
Are you all rested up now?
I was yesterday, but I'm Los Angeles is a little scary.
Basically,
why
being there alone.
Scary?
Why is it scary?
Yeah.
You're not there with him.
Everybody looks like
zombies. I was going to say, because he didn't look scary.
Doesn't have his protecting angel with him.
Did you meet any extraterrestrials out there in L.A., Wynn? Well, I look in the mirror every morning. I mean others. I meant others.
Others?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of people who have extraterrestrial bloodline.
You're not coming in real clear, Wynn.
Oh, here, is that better? That's better now, right?
Yes,
it is.
Big difference.
Much better. Would you like to say your name and your city?
My name is Nick Montempo. I'm in Perth, Western Australia.
Hey, Nicholas.
How are you, Wynn? How are you today?
Medium. Who just came on? Would they like to say their name and city?
Sure would. This is Brenda from D.C. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
And I think, did I hear Terry on here? She is, right?
She's here. Yep.
Hello, Terry. How are you? Thank you for all the work you do, mate.
All right, Terry, let's get started, okay?
Muted.
Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. I know you're here. Come on. I can't hear you. Oh, wait. You know what? I see you moving on. Can anybody hear me?
I hear you, yes. And I do also see you, Terry. We see some noise coming from your phone, but we cannot hear you.
Yeah, I see
you
she's
might,
going up.
Maybe you're not plugged in all the way with your headset or whatever.
Terry? Hello? Okay, I'm coming in.
She dropped out. She dropped out just now.
All right.
So wait till she comes back in.
Now, you haven't gone back to paradise, have you, Heis?
I have been a bunch of times back to paradise.
A bunch of times?
A bunch of times, yes.
You got all your stuff out of your house?
I got all my stuff. I'm completely out of the house, yes.
So you don't have to go back anymore?
I just talked to a movie producer from Hollywood. He wants to make a documentary. He called my daughter through high school, and he also talked to me just now, like half an hour ago. And I told him I have a nice car for sale for his documentary, a Jeep Cherokee, which is partially burned but still running.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he wants to have that in his documentary. He was interested.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. His name is John Block, and I'm checking the internet, but I haven't found anything on him yet.
Is Valerie on the line?
I have not heard or seen her, but she might be here. Let me open up the lines here for a moment. See if. Hello, Valerie.
Unmuted.
Apparently not.
Lots of people are having troubles with their phone lines yesterday and today, and there's huge sun waves coming in, or electronical waves, you know, disruption.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm back.
All
can
right.
You hear me now?
Yeah, did you get knocked off? Did you get knocked off?
What?
Muted.
Could you hear me?
Did you get...
Nobody could hear me.
Yeah, we hear you now.
I don't know why. I could hear everybody else. But they couldn't hear me.
That was strange because I saw movement on your little colored bars. You saw that too, right?
I kept talking. I couldn't hear everybody else.
We couldn't hear anything. Oh, well. Just blame it on...
So I called
them. Just blame it on Valerie's ghost, her father.
But now you're loud and clear, Terry.
Good. All right. Good.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 27th, 2019, in L.A. and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday call where you all have submitted questions and we ask our sources who explain themselves to be two group souls in higher dimensions, very higher dimensions, so they say, and at this point I believe it, and they look at you and me and all of us and they can see things that we can't normally see, like our past lives, our attachments, all kinds of stuff. So people submit questions and we ask them, if you haven't submitted a question, avail yourself of the opportunity. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining
the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the computer. We do not come through the telephone line. It is just the voice that comes through. We come directly to each and every one of you, whether you are listening in present time or whether you are reading a transcript later or listening to the call later. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you or make sense, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we have a question from Edna, a.k.a. Edna.
Yes.
The other day, the sources made a comment about the equations that Terry has been seeing.
Yes.
I do see mathematical equations and formulas as well, but only when I'm sleeping. I often interpret the formulas as the daily events, like everything I experience during the day, like conversations and feelings. I would see it in mathematical equations. I also remember working on manipulating the equations to change the outcome of events in specific occasions.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Everything got really quiet. Okay, go ahead.
My question is a continuation of the last week's question about the mathematical equations and formulas that I see.
We are delighted. It has been a long time since we are able to discuss that. Continue with your question.
And formulas that I see and that I can manipulate when I am sleeping. My question is, do I really work with the mathematical equations and manipulate them? How do I know how to do it? And who taught me these skills? Have I done it for a long time? Much love to the sources and everyone else on the line.
Thank you. It is a skill that we have, we in the all human group. We are able to see the equations, and you have described it very well. The situation, the emotion, the feelings, the individual vibrations of the events, the location, they all have equations, integrative equations that are connected to them, and they are constantly changing depending upon the location of Earth, where you are on the Earth's surface, where you are in relationship to the stars. It all feeds into the equations to create a specific outcome. And when you do manipulate the equations or different chapters within the equations, different belief systems, they all feed into the equations. When you manipulate any part of the equation, it changes the outcome. Oftentimes, we see equations that everything is the result of the mathematical equations that feed into it, everything everywhere. We have, like, you might call them magic glasses, that we can see these equations, and we can see where the outcome that the person wishes is not the same as the outcome of all of the data they are feeding in. So then we can work with a specific equation, and these aren't equations we're making up. These are equations that are already there, and we are seeing them through our magic glasses. And you wondered why you would see them in your dream state, because in your dream state, you are relaxed and you are able to let go of the worldly view of fixed vibrations that you see within a specific range, and you are able to loosen up and to see equations and see how to fix them. It is a skill that you had when you were in the other realm. We have that skill, and it is sort of a natural skill, like looking through the magic glasses and seeing, like, we make a sound like, like there's a discrepancy here, and you know, and it's like a glaring thing to us, but it is subtle. So it is really, it takes a skill to be able to see where the discrepancies are, and everything feeds into it. It's the neighbors, the society view, the body, the mind, everything feeds into it. So some of these equations are pretty complex. And everything can, it leads to its own result. Everything is labeled everywhere. It is labeled, although unless you put on the magic glasses, so to speak, you can't see things in the mathematical view. We also speak to John Siberowski, as he was interested when we first started speaking of the equations. He wanted to know more, but we were not able to talk about it because Terry said she didn't know what was going on with everything labeled with equations everywhere. She could see the equations, but her mind wasn't multiverse enough to be able to comprehend it all at the same time. So we had to dumb ourselves down and not put forth the view up through our magic glasses. But now we can begin to do that. It is integrative equations with the integration sign in front of them, and the two sides of the equation that equal each other. So, like let's say that you're driving and you think, oh my God, I went to a stop sign, I'm going to be stopped by a cop. And this is the result, a equation occurs. You know, I'm going to be stopped by a cop. You know, and then the signal goes out, cops, 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 cops. And they kind of pick it up because they're looking for that. And then they zero in on it. They hone in on it. It's like these vibrations set you up for the result. It, maybe other factors come in and it eliminates that result. But this is how we can put on our magic glasses, and we can work with an individual. And if they're totally locked down and have the belief system that they can't do something, or that they have a specific disease and they're locked down into that, you know, that's a fixed quantity. And then everything revolves around that fixed quantity. That's why if you float free and you don't believe everything that the medical profession says, it's like, that's how Kimberly can do her miracles, because streets and go past the area where all the equations are set up and reset the situation. So we hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Any other comments on that?
Well, Etina was wanting to know why she could see them in the dream state, but not beyond the dream state. Eventually, you would be able to just float free enough that you'd be able to put on the magic passes yourself, even though you weren't dreaming. But now, it's like when you are dreaming, you can let go enough that you can begin to see through the magic passes.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the two things that one would be measuring would be frequency and angles, and then harmonics of frequencies that are combining.
Right.
Is there more, or is that what the majorly
is? Everything can be translated into frequencies. The emotion, the location, the relationship to the stars, where astrology comes into the formulas, and they are actually fixed formulas. We didn't put them there. They are there, and we can, it's like an x-ray machine. We can look through our x-ray machine and see, like, the person is sad. The person is having a fight with his wife. The person isn't getting along on this job, you know, and that's three factors right there that can just come into the equation and all take effect at the same time. So these equations can get quite long. And that is why when we work, we need to get all the factors in agreement so that they can not sway and stick the end result. Like if you have somebody dumping oil into the Gulf of Mexico and other people are saying, well, you know, let's stop putting the oil additive into the Gulf and let's stop all that. But then other people are saying, well, I could sell a lot of that oil additive to the oil companies and they'll put it in the Gulf. And, you know, it's like you have to take every one of those people and their fixed belief system and their perhaps dirty dealings. You have to take it all into consideration. And it's not only taking it equally into consideration, like some people's intentions weigh real heavy, and so if a person is trying to change something but doesn't have a really high intention, it may be outweighed by something else, and all of those things have to be taken into consideration. And you can go back to the 12th dimension where everything is created and say, okay, well, you know, it's like this can be changed, this factor can be changed, and that factor can be changed, and tweaked a little bit here and a little bit there. And then pretty soon you have a better result. But it depends on all the factors. Maybe one is so stuck you might not be able to change it.
Now, there's a question that I've had for quite some time. When we talk about frequency, at least in technical terms in this realm, frequency means cycles per second. Do you mean the same thing?
We do mean the same thing, but it is way beyond. It goes through all the ranges of perception, like sound and vibration and light and infrared.
Well, Let me ask a further question, okay?
Yes.
As we go up through the dimensions, time is an artificial construct.
Yes.
As part of the matrix.
Yes.
So if we're talking
time
about
time is a result.
Yeah. Now, if we're talking about cycles per second, if something was
you can't even deal with cycles per second because they're so they get so short and so many occurring that you know, a second is meaningless eventually.
Well, a second is in Earth time, correct?
Yes.
But we have multiple timelines, right?
Yes.
So, when you have cycles per second in Earth time, that same frequency would show up as different in another timeline, correct?
Yes, and it's like we do not know. We can almost get the words, but it is called different in different timelines. You move from one set of frequencies, and then there's a barrier, and then you move into another higher set of frequencies, and we do not yet know the words in English.
Mm-hmm. Well, since in another session, the Elohim were the keepers of time.
Yes.
Then by changing time, the nature of time, then the frequencies would change.
Yes.
And so that is part of how things get manipulated.
There are so many factors involved. We have covered them very bodily. There's a whole different language that we do not know if it's even in the English language to cover the translation of things like the pull of gravity into a whole different language, ergs or work. These formulas are composed of things like gravitational pull, frequency of interaction with the Earth frequency of a star, a far star or near a star, and the resulting pull and the spin of the galaxy and the spin of the solar system and the spin of Earth and the spin of the body. So these equations can get quite long, and time, it's like whether it's a very high vibration or whether it's a low vibration. There are different symbols that are not in the English language for the entry of those things into the equation.
Well, I still don't grasp it, and maybe I never can. But when the Elohim adjusts things, so a miracle can happen. Like any point in the physical universe is bombarded with all kinds of frequencies.
Yes.
In other words,
it's the result. Every point is a result of a whole bunch of interacting frequencies.
Right. And say, for example, I'm in Los Angeles now, and I'm feeling a very kind of dense energy here.
Yes.
And
people are all... of all the people and of the, all the cars and all the machinery and all the buildings and all the cement.
And these are all frequencies which are beating against each other, creating kind of a cacophonic, that's the right word.
Some of them are not beating, they're beating against each other, they're beating with each other, they're enforcing, they're subtracting, they're combining, and it's all able to, it's all written in the, if you look in the magic buses, you can see equations, some of them very long, that result in what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if
the Elohim is going to do something which is going to create a shift in physical reality, are they manipulating the frequencies?
They're making a little change here that the factors that create that result are able to be changed. They
mm-hmm.
give their permission. All right, mm-hmm. It's not so slow. It's what we're talking about. It's instantaneous. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, can the Ra Group do that at all?
No. Ra Group
no.
is... No, they do not have the magic glasses.
Mm-hmm. And the Elohim Group...
We appreciate these questions from Edna. And go ahead.
And no human can do this. Correct.
Well, humans cannot normally see these, although there are some humans that have an affinity for geometric shapes and mathematical equations. And that's a mathematician.
When we have extremely strong intentions, does that change our frequency?
It affects the whole equation, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it feeds into the final result strongly.
So that we can't change frequencies directly, but through intentions. There's a shift in potentially a shift in frequencies.
There is a shift in frequencies. Like if one of the frequencies is a big block, it's like I don't have any money, I'm never going to have any money, I'm never going to have a home, I'm never going to have a wife. You know, and like then it feeds in there, you know, really strong. But let's see, they are able to say, well, maybe I could, you know? It's like it all feeds in. It's like the grounding chakra is
mm-hmm.
the main vibration is the note of C.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think all those things, I'm not going to have a home, I'm not going to have money, I'm not going to have any of these grounding things, you know, it's like you are abnegating the note C. It's missing. And so there's actually a physical note that's missing. And if they took your voice, you might show that there's all the other frequencies there, but, you know, there's no C vibration. in your voice.
And you mean literally, there's no C.
Literally, there is no C.
And
yes.
C is the grounding note, correct?
Yes. Yes, it's the note of the foundation chakra, which is home, which is being settled, which is giving finances. It's your grounding in the world.
Now, suppose, for example, someone was having that as a challenge, and if they played the note C, would that help them shift that?
That could help, yes. They might even hate the note. You know, I don't like that note, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I took a vow of poverty.
And does each note of the music scale have, you know, there's basically 8 notes and actually 7 notes and 5 sharps and flats, right?
Yeah, so C is the foundation. C, D is like the sexual chakra. E is the control chakra. F would be the heart. G would be expression. A would be like the pineal gland. And B would be the crown chakra. You know, if you wanted to develop your crown chakra, you might, you know, play a B. You might get a singing bowl, you know, and or C, play that.
That's why when music is composed and it has all kinds of tones and frequencies in it, it can stimulate all your chakras. Yes?
It can, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say I started to grasp spinning this. Like spinning makes awareness. As soon as something spins, it's aware.
Yes, it makes consciousness. Even in a tornado, or even in a storm, or everything is spinning.
And the spinning creates time. Because to have awareness,
it is the resulting, but it's one of the byproducts, yes.
Byproduct of time.
Yes, byproduct of time.
Now, can the Elohim shift the spinningness at a lower level if they chose to?
That is one of the factors. They can see the result that the person wishes. It's free will. Mm-hmm. What result does the person wish? And what is the main block from not having that result? Like the two sides of the equation, I have to balance. And if the person believes that he can't have a home, then everything kind of aligns to that. You know, he doesn't like the letter C. He doesn't like the note, the musical note C. And everything shifts to align to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have one more question. People are kind of fascinated about this idea. And it's a very hard one to grasp, hard for me to grasp.
It took Terry about 10 years so we could talk about this.
And Don Herman asked the question, regarding Terry's recent channeling on chakras and tones, are there any specific tones that benefit overall human well-being? And what is the best way to use these tones? That's kind of like an expansion of the question I just asked.
That's right. What we we have outlined for you in general how each tone, musical tone, affects the chakra. And like if you like have a strong resonance with C, you know, it's like then you would also have a strong resonance with the idea of a satisfying home or a satisfying relationship, satisfying financial, a feeling of worthwhileness, and that you could develop finances. Once you have the feeling that you can and you want to, then it's like C gets stronger in your makeup.
Mm-hmm. Now, in India, they use things like mantras, songs, and they chant like Hare Krishna. They chant over and over again. Is that related to this concept?
It is related. But it's similar to affirmations. If you do a chant and it's just a chant and you don't put your emotion and your compassion and your love behind it, then it doesn't grab hold. You have to have some emotion about it. You get the emotion behind it and then it can grab hold. You could say all day some affirmation, like, I have money, I have money, I have money, I have money. But if you don't have your emotion and your compassion and your love and your desire behind it, then it doesn't do any good.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the rock group listening to this and learning from it? Do they comprehend it better than me?
Well, they see that. Well, okay. We see that we don't have this in our vocabulary. We don't see the equations. We're more connected with the frequency ranges and the insight and the of Earth, but we are moving into the fifth dimension and sixth dimension, and so we are seeing that maybe we, this is a new concept for most of us, exactly. We don't know anyone in the raw group that has run into this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. We have one more question here. Let's see how our time is doing. And we have 4 minutes, so let me do this last question, which is from Bonnie Penners. The information you shared with me about coming to Earth and settling in North America rang through my being like a bell. Thank you. Can you share any more information on the star group? Where were they from? Is there a name of the resulting population or tribe that we would recognize? Thank you. I assume she means the star group that she was from.
That she came from.
Mm-hmm. And is there a tribe here? Is there a tribe on Earth that is connected? Okay.
There are some people from that star group that have come here. You've been here a long time, so there have been other changes since you came here. When you first explored, we see that there was a space delegation from your planet that was exploratory, and Earth was sort of on the edge of everything and was not well known, or it was a little rough navigating in Earth's atmosphere. Um, We have a name, however, things have changed since you have left. Give us a moment. It is possible that it was on the planet Deneb.
Deneb, did you say Deneb?
Deneb. Deneb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did not have a very good vocabulary, and we've seen the names of the name. We're picturing the planet. It was a planet that sent out an exploratory force. It has changed considerably since you were there. That is what we see now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's 7:55, and thank you so much for sharing all that. And is there anything else you'd like to say to complete this?
If you do not understand what we have said, do not feel bad. If Michelle Edna can understand, and others can understand to some degree, but it took us about more than 10 years to be able to speak of this, because when Terry first saw all the equations all over, written all over everything, she said, "Don't talk to me like that. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're saying." Well, we were simply sharing our magic glasses with Terry, and so we closed down. It's like an X-ray machine. It's like looking through a body and seeing the bones. It's like with the magic glasses, can allow us to see the equations that are already attached to the results of everything that's already there. The clouds in the sky, the blue in the sky, the trees, the bend of the earth. It's all written in equation form that could be viewed if one was open to viewing.
Okay. Was the other person that was channeling at the beginning of all of this, were they able to tune into this mathematical stuff?
We do not wish to speak in the terms of that person. We suggest you ask that person.
Okay. That's what I thought you would say. All right. Okay. I thought I'd try to sneak it in. Let's see. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here and answering our questions.
Well, thank you for being open to this view. We do not know that it has ever been shared with Earth people before, but maybe some masters may have been able to look in on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing. We'll see you over there energetically. And we'll see everyone there physically with their voice. And
unmuted.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Elohim.
Thank you,
Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you,
Mary. I just got on the call, and is this live?